This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Maseches Ksubos Daf HaShavuot. Tonight we're learning, this week we're learning Daf Yotes. Tonight we're learning Yotes Amud Aleph. The Gemara said 6 lines from the bottom on Yud Ches Amud Beis that Edim are not Neman to Pasel a Get, to Pasel a Shtar, under any circumstance. Not only if they say Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamoin, but even if they say Anusim Hayinu Machmas Nefashos, so they're not rendering themselves Rishayim. They're not saying they did anything wrong. They're saying they signed because their life was on the line. According to Rameir, you're not believed. The Chachamim say you are believed. So the Gemara says, Bisham, according to Rabbanon, you know why you're believed? Because we don't have any verification of their signature. That being said, we only know that they signed it through their testimony. So we apply the rule. Pesha asar hu apesha hitter. They're the ones who's saying it's their signature, and they're saying that they were coerced and their life was on the line. But why would Rav Meir say you're not believed? So the Gemara says, Bishlama, in the case where they say we signed as psule edos, the malve himself would, the malve himself would be, the malve himself would make sure not to sign psulim on the shtar. There's sort of a chazaka that the malve would never sign psulim on the shtar. The Gemara says malve gufe meikara meidikdaik umichtim. The malve himself would look into it and have edim sign ketanim nami. Also, they're not believed to say that they signed it as ketanim, even though they have a migu. Kidrav Shame ben Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish, Chazaka inho edim chosmim al ashtar elum kenas v'gadol. There is a chazaka that edim would not sign on a shtar unless the malva and the loiva were of age and they're responsible parties. And just like there's a chazaka that edim won't sign on a shtar unless the malva and the loiva are gedolim, so too there's a chazaka that the malva will not sign edim on the shtar unless the edim are gedolim. Ela anusamai taima. Why are they not believed to say they signed because their life was on the line? Amar of Chizda. Rav Chizda says kosavra meir meir holds edim sha'amru lahem chasom u'shaker. Edim that people say to them sign falsely. Va'al tahargu, so we don't have to kill you. Basically, their life is being threatened. Yehargu, let them be killed. V'al yachdim u'shaker and not sign falsely. Now, the Gemara seems to be saying that Rameir holds that one is required to give up your life not to sign falsely, which cannot be. We know you only have to give up your life for Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayus, and Shvichas Damim, but one would not have to give up their life not to sign falsely, right? But rather, what that means is that people consider signing on a shtar falsely so egregious, so severe, that they would give up their life. So it's not that they're not believed because they're making themselves Rasha'im. They're definitely not making themselves Rasha'im. It is mutter for them to save their life by signing on the shtar. But they may, Rav Meir holds that basically, there's a phenomenon that people won't want to sign on a shtar. So just like a person is not believed to make themselves a rasha, a person is not believed to say they did something that's lowly or disparaging. So to which the Gemara asks, there's nothing disparaging about saving your own skin by signing falsely. Amar le Rava, Rava said, Hasha now, ilu asulu kaman, if they would have come before us, la amluche, to consult with us, amrinon lahu, we would have said to them, zilu chasumu, go sign, v'loi tiktalun, and don't get killed. To Amar Mar, as the Master said, Ein lecha davar shomer b'fnei pikuach nefesh, nothing stands in the way of saving your life. Ela avoidas koychavim v'giloi arayos v'shvichas damim. Only idolatry, adultery, and murder. Bovad. So, if they would have asked us what to do, we would have told them to sign. Hashta dechasmu, now that they signed, Amrinan lehu, are we going to say to them, Amai chasumu, why do... Amai chasmi, so why did you sign? In other words, there's nothing disparaging at all about signing to save your life. Therefore, there's no reason not to believe them if they said anusim hayinu. So we're basically up the creek without a paddle. Why does Rav Meir hold that Edom are not believed to say that we sign to save our life? So the Gemara says a wondrous answer. Ela taima de Rabbi Meir ked Rav Huna. The reasoning of Rav Meir is like what Rav Huna said. Amar Rav, in the name of Rav. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Moide bishtar shekaslu ein tzarech lekaimai. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, one who admits to a shtar that was written, it no longer needs to be verified. This is a very important principle. Let's say a malva says to a loiva, you know, I lent you $100, here's the shtar. But we have no witnesses on the shtar. We don't know the shtar is valid. So the halacha is, a loive that admits to a shtar, and he says, you know what, I told the edim to sign it, the malva does not have to verify it with edim. Why? Now, once the loiva says, yes, I commissioned its writing, the loiva, Rashi explains, is not believed anymore to say that I paid back. Why not? Why don't we say, Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitter, the same mouth that verified the signatures says that he paid back. We don't say a Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitter. Why? Once the loiva says the shtar is kosher, so the shtar is huchzuk, and he's not believed to say parati, because what's the shtar doing in the hands of the malva? Why would a malva still have a shtar that the loiva claims he paid back? So it's true. Had the loiva not admitted that he paid back, then this would have been an unverified shtar. But once the loiva said, yes, it's a valid shtar, but I paid back, moide b'shtar shekasu, ein tzarech lekaimai. Likewise, Rav Meir holds that if a loiva says that I commissioned the writing of the shtar, this shtar doesn't need any more verification. So if the Edom say, yeah, we signed on it, but our life was on the line, so l'chayro you should have a Pesha Asar who a Pesha Hitter. No, you don't have a Pesha Asar or a Pesha Hitter. Why? Because the loiva already said, he admitted that he had the shtar written. So that's like the shtar is Nechtam, it's like it's verified. Once it's verified, the Edom are not believed anymore to say Anusam Hayinu Machmas Nefashos, like the Gemara said, because Kivan Shehigid Shuveinu Chozer Magid. The case is talking about where the Loiva in fact admits that it's a valid shtar. The Edom want to say it's our handwriting. It's only that it's our handwriting. The loiva admits that he had it written, and the Edom want to say it's our handwriting, but we were forced. We don't believe them because the shtar is already considered verified. Gufa. We just said before, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Moide b'shtar shekasu ein tzarech lekaimai. When the loiva admits that the shtar was written, it does not need verification. Amar le Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, Genuve, you're a robber. Lamalach, why are you stealing? You're just getting up and saying that if you're moide to a shtar, if the loiva is moide to a shtar, it doesn't need verification. Well, that's why are you stealing that halacha? That's the teaching of Rav Meir. So therefore, isvir halacha k'Rav Meir, ema halacha k'Rav Meir. If you hold like Rav Meir, just say the halacha is like Rav Meir. Don't get up and say like this big drasha, like you were the one who innovated the drasha. It's implicit in the words of Rav Meir. Amarle. So Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, Umar hechisvirle. What do you hold, Rav Nachman? Do you not hold to this halacha? So Reb Nachman says, actually not. I'm like, Kiyasa l'kamei l'dino, and l'kamei l'dino, when people come before me in judgment, Aminun lehu, I say to them, that just because the loive admits that the shtar is a good shtar, but he says, parati. So, we tell the malva, zilu kaimer shtareichu. You got to go verify the shtar, v'chus l'dino, and go down to court. But you can't say, just because the loiv admits that the shtar was written, he could still say parati, and he could still have a migu, that he didn't have to say, he could still say parati. And we don't say, well, what's the shtar doing in the malva's hand? Well, we don't know it's a good shtar, we only know it's a good shtar through the loiv. Okay, now we come to a new sugya, which is a very interesting sugya and an interesting topic. This is the topic of shtar amana. What's a shtar amana? A loive trusts the malva very much. The loive right now, he doesn't need the money. But he's concerned maybe he's going to need an influx of cash. So he writes a shtar that the malva lent him money, and he gives it to the malva, and he says, malva, I trust you. You're not going to use that shtar against me unless you really lend me the money. Right now, you didn't lend me the money. And I don't need the money. But, you know, the day will come soon that I'll probably need it. And I trust you're not going to use that shtar against me unless you actually lend me the money. It's a shtar based on amana, on amuna, that the loiva trusts the malva. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Ha'imer shtar amana huzeh. If a loiva says to a malva, this is a shtar amana. Einoy neman. So loiva is not believed. A loiva is not believed. Say, oh, that shtar that you're trying to collect from me, it's not a good shtar. I gave it to you because I trusted you. I see, I shouldn't have trusted you. It was a shtar based on faith. But I never borrowed the money. So Gemara wants to know, the Kamar man, who's claiming that it's a shtar amana? Ilema de Kamar loive. If the loive is saying it's a shtar amana, that he never meant, he never borrowed the money. Pshita, of course the loiv is not believed to say it's a shtar amana. Kol kamine, does he have the power to say it's a shtar amana? They're edim on the shtar. And if we verify the signatures, of course the malva will collect with it. Ve'ela duka amar malva. Rather, the malva says, it's a shtar amana. I never lent the money. So great. Tavei ala bracha. All the blessing to the malva. If the malva wants to say that he never lent the money, so then the malva wants to claim he doesn't really deserve money, great. All the blessing to him. So Gemara says, ela deka amri edim. Must be the edim say it's a shtar amana. Well, what's the case? If we could verify their signatures without them, then of course they're not believed to say it's a shtar amana. Kivan shehegad shuvene chazar magid. Pshita doloi mehemne. Of course they're not believed. V'yideink sav yadam yoytsu makamacher. If we don't have any verification of the signatures, if not for them. So we only know it's their signatures through them, but they're saying it's a shtar amana. Then, amai loi mehemne. Why would they not be believed? So, who exactly is saying it's a shtar amana? The loiva is not believed to say it's a shtar amana. The malva, if he could say whatever he wants to mess up the shtar. And the edim, it depends. If we don't know it's their signature without them, then why would they not be believed? They have a pesha asar.
How else do you ever verify a shtar amana? If not for the edim who signed on.
The only way to verify shtar amana is if the edim say it's a shtar amana. It's either the malva agrees, the malva is an honest guy, right? That would be the classic case. The malva is an honest guy, and the malva says it's a shtar amana, so the loiv had good reason to trust him. Or the edim say it's a shtar amana, where we only know it's their signature through them. But otherwise, you're right. If it's verified without them, they can't say shtar amana. And the loiva can never say shtar amana. I mean, it's a pretty dumb thing for a loiva to do. The loiva should know that you can't trust anybody in this world. not with money. You could trust them with other things. Anyway, Amar Rav Loilam de Kamar Loiva. It's talking about the Loiva says it's a Shtar Mana. Uchad Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna Marav, Moid de Bishtar Shekasvu, Ein Tzarch Lekaimai. It's talking about if you're Moida, in a Shtar that was written, it does not need verification. What does this mean? It's basically saying the din of Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda is teaching the din of Rav Huna. That a loiva that says, I wrote it, I gave it to him, but it's a shtar amana. So now the malva does not need to verify the signatures. Because the loiva is saying, yes, this is the signatures of the Edim, but, not that I paid back, it was never borrowed. So he's not believed to say, I mean, if, by the way, if Moed B'Shtar Shekasvu Tzarech L'Kaimai, so then the Loive would, if he would say it's a Shtar Amana, so if the Mava would want to collect, he would have to verify it. But we're saying he's not Neman, because Gufa Moed B'Shtar Shekasvu Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai. He says it's a good, he says the signatures are good, it's just I never borrowed the money, so he's not believed. Abaye Amar Abaye says, La'oilam de Amar Malva. It's talking about where the Malva says, I never lent Pliny the money. This shtar, it's a fake shtar. It's only that I should have it in case the day comes that I lent him the money. So the question is, why is he not believed? He's taka not believed. Do you know why? Because it's a situation where he owes somebody else money. And he has no other way to pay that person back other than the person who he owes money will go directly to the person who owes him money. In other words, the Mava wants to say, nah, Pliny doesn't owe me the money. So normally, the Malva Tavei Ala Bracha, if he wants to say that somebody doesn't owe him the money. The only thing here is that here it adversely affects somebody else because somebody else is his creditor. He owed somebody else money and he has no way to pay him back. So we're not going to believe him that Pliny doesn't owe him the money. We're going to say Pliny owes him the money and his creditor should go directly to Pliny through what we call Shibud HaDrav Nasan. Chadrav Nasan, the Tani Rav Nasan Amir, Minayin Lenoisha B'Chaver Oimana. How do you know if somebody has a claim on someone for $100? B'chaveroi, b'chaveroi. I have a claim on, how do they translate noisha? A claim?
Claim.
If somebody has a claim on somebody, b'chaver b'chaveroi, and then someone has a claim on you. How do you know? You could go to the third guy and give it to the first guy. For example, Reuven has a claim on Shimon. Shimon has a claim on Levi. So how do you know? Reuven could go straight to Levi. You give it Lashar Asham Lai, to who the guilt lies. So in this case, the Malva is not believed to say it's a Shtar Amana, because by doing so, the person who he owed money to cannot collect from him now. In other words, if the loan stands, so the person that the Malva owed money to could go directly to the Loiva and collect that debt. So now we're not going to believe the Malva that there's no that he didn't lend the money to the Loiva. Or the Gemara says another possibility. Ravashi Amar Ravashi says Olam de Kamri Edim. Really, the Edim are the ones who say Shtar Amana. We have no verification of the signatures other than him, other than the Edim. The Edim have a Pesha Asar, a Pesha Hitter. Believe us that it's a Shtar Amana, because we didn't have to say it's our signatures. The answer is, and that which you asked, why you not believed, Kidrav Kahana, Dam Rav Kahana, that it is prohibited to keep a shtar amana in your possessions, and therefore it was prohibited for the Edom to sign on the shtar amana. So they're mesim atzmam rishayim. And as the Gemara concluded on, Yud Ches Amud Beis, you're not believed to be mesim atzmai rasha even with a pesha asar. It is prohibited to keep a shtar amana in your house, mishum shenemer, because of the pasuk that says, "Al tishkoin v'ayalecha avla," do not allow iniquity to dwell in your tent. V'amar Rav Sheish, Esbreid Rav Idi, Shema Minal Mid Rav Kahana, Edim Sha'amru Amana Hidvarenu. From the statement of Rav Kahana, we learn that Edim that say that our words were amana, we signed on Sharmana, Eine Amanim, my taina. What's the reason? Kivan to Avlahu, since it's an iniquity. Avla Lechasimu, we're not going to assume that they signed on it. And as Rashi says on Yates Amud Beis, on the top line, when they say we did sign on it, they're not Neman, to render themselves Rishayim. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
Good night. Thank you very much.
Good night. What?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. Shkayach. Kol tov. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.